Welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Claire Bond, who's the volunteer coordinator for Calley Road Carnival.
Hello.
So, Claire, Calley Road Carnival has been going for a few years, but changes theme every year, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
What are we doing this year?
So this year it's all about world music and dance. So we've got musicians, entertainers from all over the world, a world stage. So really exciting stuff, actually. Very, very multicultural.
Really exciting. Cool. So for those terrible people who've never been to the carnival before and have just kind of languished in West Oxford wondering what the noise was, talk us through it. What is the carnival? What's it about?
So Calley Road Carnival is essentially about bringing the community together. It's about putting on a whole day or a whole afternoon of entertainment for various for all sorts of people, rather, to enjoy, from, like I say, from music to food to games. There's events for children as well as the adults. So obviously the whole family are very, very welcome to come along and join in. So the whole street thankfully engages with the community, and I've never been before myself, so I'm very much looking forward to it this year. But from what I hear, it's a great day.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I've been a few times now, and the whole street just is packed full of people, and all the bars and all the venues have enormous sound systems outside. There's music everywhere. It's a fantastic atmosphere. It's really good fun, and the food is amazing.
Yeah, so food from all over the world, all different cuisines are catered for. So yeah, come along and try anything you like, because I'm sure that it will be on Cowley Road on Sunday.
Cool. So world music, and that's the theme. What's going on for it? What's the lineup? Where are the stages?
In terms of the stages, we've got the world stage, which is just off Divinity Road, which will be hosting all sorts of amazing music and talent. We've also got the Mansell Gardens dance stage, which obviously is in Mansell Gardens. So go along, see all the dancing, different cultures and different people dancing. And we also have lots of smaller stages dotted around Cowley Road, which you'll see just all sorts of different acts on.
Be really exciting. And one of the great things about it is lots of the pubs have their own little stages going on too. So if you fancy something slightly louder but in a smaller space.
Yeah, exactly. I think many of the pubs engage, and obviously it's a great event for them, and the community come and people enjoy just all sorts of different things.
Cool, yeah. So in terms of timings, there's a procession.
There is.
When's that?
The procession starts at 1 o'clock, and it will go through till about 2:30 and obviously go down the whole of Cowley Road.
Great. And who's performing in that this year?
It's school children, many, many different groups that are coming along, and lots of surprise acts that you'll see on the day. And there's a very, very big surprise that will be leading the procession this year. Very exciting.
Very exciting. One of the cool things about the carnival is the tiny little events that pop up, which seem kind of off the hoof and happening as they go, but probably very delicately organised, actually. One of my favourite things is the capoeira group that's in Oxford. Capoeira is a Brazilian, South American fight dance type thing, and it's a beautiful sort of martial art, but it's heavily practiced among young men. And then Oxford has its own group, and they kind of form little circles around up the road and get people involved. It's really exciting. It's a really fun event where you get to see so much stuff. And the great thing is that it's all from Oxford.
It is, yeah.
It's not being brought in.
Yeah, so it's all from, obviously, people from the local area, because there's such diversity here, that it's all catered for and all presented by, you know, local people, which is amazing.
Yeah, so. Cool. And it's a massive event too. How many people are predicted?
So historically, we believe we've had in the region of 45,000 people come through Carnival on Carnival Day. So it is huge. And we are a fairly new team this year as well of staff, which is lovely. And so it's a learning experience for us, and we're all really looking forward to seeing it in action.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic. So you're a volunteer coordinator.
I am.
What does that mean for you?
So that means for me that I have to find 200 lovely, willing, able people to come and help us on Sunday. At the moment, we have got in excess of 100, but we are still quite short and would really like people to come and just help out. Even if for a few hours, it would be amazing.
What does a volunteer typically do?
So there's all sorts of roles. So you can help with the setup in the morning. You can help with the procession in the afternoon. You can help collect the pounds this year. That is a new introduction for this year to keep Carnival around. You could help break down the event. There's information stewards. So there's a whole raft of roles to do, which just, you know, it depends on what suits your personality and what you'd like to do.
Fantastic. And how do you get involved?
If you email me, it's volunteers@cowleyroadworks.org, or you can also email me on my personal address, which is clairebond77@btinternet.com, then I will pick up that and we will go from there. And if you don't remember those, then obviously just go to the Cowley Road Carnival website and my details will be on there.
Great, cool. And there are also opportunities for volunteers throughout the year too.
Yeah, there are. So I'm actually quite new to role, but there are opportunities for other events through the Cowley Road Works charity. So we are looking to build a base of volunteers that would be happy to work with us on an ongoing basis. Not, you don't have to, but it would be lovely so you feel completely engaged.
Yeah, and the volunteer group always seemed like a really good bunch. I was playing with the Cowley Carnival stall at Common People Festival, and all the volunteers just spent just the whole weekend dancing with everyone and collecting money. It was really good fun. It's a good bunch of people to be
they
around.
Are, they're a great bunch of people, and we couldn't do it without them. So, you know, we're very, very grateful for people giving up their personal time. So I think what we try and do is make it as fun as we can for them. And this year, as in previous years, we're going to take everybody out after the carnival for a meal. So please do come along and we will treat you to a meal and a drink or two.
Oh, that sounds great fun. So it's a fairly new committee. How does everyone get involved? How do you get involved?
So I am an event manager by trade, and I literally saw an advert on Facebook looking for my position. So that's how I got involved. The director actually retired this year, so there's a new director, and there is the lady that does procession, Anya, is staying in role and very good. Sarah, who looks after PR, is also staying in role, and there's two other new ladies, which are Chloe, who's looking after all the stalls and done a fantastic job, and Kath, who is looking after the production of basically the entire carnival and doing a great job.
Wow, it's a very big job. With a new committee, are you going in any new directions? Are you changing anything?
I think we're all quite new. So I think what we are trying to do this year is understand it, see it through for its first year, and then look to see what we can do better or what could be done to improve everything. So I just think for all of us, it's a kind of suck it and see first year, and then we'll go on from there.
No, I'm sure it'll be fantastic. I'm sure you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Do you have ideas for the future, how you want it to progress, to become an Oxford Carnival or?
Yeah, I think it already is, honest. I think, with the volume of people that come through, it's massive. So, yeah, I think what would be nice is if the whole of Oxford came together. But I'm not sure this street could take the whole of Oxford coming together. So I don't know what the future direction will be. At the moment, it costs around £150,000 to put the carnival on, hence why we're asking everybody this year to give a pound to keep carnival around. Whilst, it's really important that these events are available to the public, I think it would be really nice if the public just gave a pound, and which would really help the future of the event and keep it going.
Yes, yeah. The idea of the carnival fostering community spirit, I think, is a really key part of what it does and a really important part of what it does.
Absolutely, yeah. So, it is totally about that fostering community spirit from coming on the day to volunteering to performing. All of that is about everybody working as one. So, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So, it's your first carnival. You will have seen all the buzz and be privy to all the secrets that are coming out. What are you most excited about that you can tell us about?
I am most excited about meeting all my volunteers, which I haven't yet, and that'll be tonight. So I'm looking forward to meeting all my people, and I'm also really looking forward to seeing the procession led by the surprise.
The procession is a fun part of it, actually, and especially with all the school children getting involved, because they all make costumes and they sometimes have paper mache things, and that's fantastic, really good fun. So that's Cowley Road Carnival this Sunday, 10th of July, and that's beginning at
12 o'clock.
Cool. Thank you, Claire, for coming in.
Thank you very much.